This is a Fox News alert. A deadly mass shooting at a holiday parade. I'm Rich Dennison. A manhunt continues for a gunman who opened fire on a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, killing at least six and injuring dozens of others.
Police say the shooter, believed to be an 18 to 20-year-old white male, fired from a rooftop. Police Commander Chris O'Neill said they do have a key piece of evidence.
A firearm has been recovered from the scene. We have secured the perimeter around downtown Highland Park and are continuing our searches.
The gun recovered is said to be a rifle, but the particular kind has not been released.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Local, state, and federal law enforcement are now involved in the search for the gunman. Danish police believe a shopping mall shooting that left three people dead and four others seriously wounded was not terror-related and said today the gunman acted alone and appears to have selected his victims at random. Police have not identified a motive for yesterday's attack inside one of Scandinavia's biggest shopping centers. Airline delays and cancellations continue for holiday travelers.
As of right now, delays far outweighing cancellations. For the last several weeks, millions of people have been dealing with either delays or cancellations. Airlines say staffing shortages, poor weather, external factors, all forcing changes. But pressure is building on the Biden administration to ensure passengers are not shortchanged. Over the weekend, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tweeted out some travel advice saying sometimes an airline is going to offer you points or miles, but he wanted to let people know they also could get a cash refund when their flight is canceled. He says they need to weigh whether or not it's worth to have the money or the miles, depending on what they're valuing.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will be in Washington hosting a 4th of July barbecue with military families at the White House later today. Tonight, they'll watch fireworks from the South Lawn. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Americans across the country are taking part in 4th of July holiday events.
From parades down Main Street America to the smell of barbecue. On this, our nation's birthday and 4th of July celebrations that AAA says almost 48 million of us will travel to this year. Most by car, if we're lucky.
I have to stay home. Gas prices are through the roof.
She's in Massachusetts. Those traveling by air may also be trading the sound of fireworks for excuses.
They don't have enough flight attendants. Something is wrong with the plane.
She's trying to fly out of Atlanta as flight cancellations also continue stacking up, though all amid something that no matter what, we're grateful for. Our nation's freedom. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Google says it will automatically purge information about users who visit abortion clinics and other places that could trigger legal problems now that the Supreme Court has opened the door for states to ban the termination of pregnancies. The U.S. Navy is now offering rewards to people in the Mideast for tips leading to the interception of drugs and weapons.
The U.S. Navy is now actively taking tips via telephone hotlines and internet submissions from people in the Middle East who know when and where weapons, drugs, and other things are being smuggled and traded. The Associated Press reports it's part of a new effort to intercept weapons flowing from Iran to Yemen's Houthi rebels. Rewards for intelligence leading to arrests and seizures can range from food to cars to hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Last year, the Navy's Fifth Fleet seized $500 million worth of drugs in the Persian Gulf and other waterways in the Middle East. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Drones flew over an Italian alpine mountainside today, seeking to spot any more victims after a glacier broke loose yesterday, sending an avalanche of ice, snow, and rocks slamming into hikers. At least 7 people were killed. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.